ready for the sound experience of a lifetime? Are you ready for crystal clarity in sonic bliss? Are you ready for CKUT? We're ready for you. 90.3 on your FM dial.
didn't want to do nothing. I was only just passing when Miss Marilyn telling me come inside. I was influenced by she, so we start to make merry. When she suddenly told me, oh Kitchy, please hurry.
You're breaking the laws of the curfew. I should have the cause to remind you.
9 o'clock is the time that they give you. Pitching a rhythm should continue.
You're breaking the laws of the curfew.
Say, girl, you pretending, or maybe you just joking, to suggest that I am breaking the law. When you call me in doo-doo, you never mention curfew. So let me tell you, honey, don't give me this story.
You're breaking the laws of the curfew. I should have the cause to remind you.
9 o'clock is the time that they give you. The chain of review should continue.
You're breaking the laws of the curfew.
I look at the time creeping, I see it's like 9 coming. I say to myself, let me play me mass. I was truly now feeling life is really worth living. When she start to interrupt, kids get up, time to stop.
You're breaking the laws of the curfew. I should have the cause to remind you.
9 o'clock is the time that they give you. The chain of review should continue.
You're breaking the laws of the curfew.
I decide to stop briefly. The woman just grab hold me and she tell me, oi, don't stop at all. Kitchen, are you sweet bugger? You could go on forever. Forget this curfew limit. Don't stop it, let's break it.
You're breaking the laws of the curfew. I should have the cause to remind you.
9 o'clock is the time that they give you. The chain of review should continue.
You're breaking the laws of the curfew.
And you know when you hear that, you're locked into
Boom Boom Time, the show that brings you the oldies, old color show, rock and roll show.
Steel Pan and Soca.
Soca on beat, so disco funk, rock and roll reggae.
I am.
You are Sister B.
And you are?
DJ Sean.
And he is?
Angel.
You sure?
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Montreal. Good afternoon. Flap, 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 flap. Okay. I'm arrived. I arrived.
Well, yes. Listen to me here now.
I'm listening.
Let me tell you something. For our listeners who have never heard this show before, sometimes we do it in a few languages. And here is an example. Listen, let me tell you something. You see, Angel, you see that tune there? Where you play Wave It by Desperate's The New York Side. You see that tune there?
Yeah, that tune by.
It's sweet, but me bex. So till, hold on, I have to translate. Angel, you see that song that you played, Wave It, by the Desperado Band based in New York? I love it. It's excellent, but I'm so upset. That's an example of how we translate things. Now, listen to me now, right? That tune there, when me hear it, me have to have a doily. You know, the long time crochet doily where you had on the table and then you have a piece of whatnot on the table. Because when we hear it for the first set of time, when it was playing in the streets of Trinidad and Tobago, da carnival, de, let me tell you, same thing. Huh? Is the people them doily withdraw off of the couch and run down the road waving it with Auntie Lorna. Rest in peace, Auntie Lorna. And then when we come back up the road, the lady say, hi, give me back my doily. So I hear the tune and I just wanted a doily. And we don't have no doily wrong here, save for this doily that is underneath the mixer. And I couldn't get for dry it like Houdini and wave it. But that tune. And right after you heard the song, Dr. Kitch. No, Kitchener, we're curfew.
I wonder why you play curfew more.
Me never play
Angel, much. Angel, you play curfew. Oh yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
We talk.
We have a curfew.
We have a curfew too.
We have a curfew too, and Trinidad have a curfew.
Let me explain why. Because curfew is a time that we have a curfew.
Okay. What's the curfew in Canada?
The curfew you have to...
Oh, hold on. What's the curfew in Quebec?
The curfew in Quebec means you have to be home by a certain time.
What's the certain time?
By 9 o'clock.
See? Even you confused. Poor little love. Everybody in Quebec confused. It's 9:30 now.
Yeah.
Come close to the mic, baby. Yeah. This means come close to the mic.
Yeah.
Soon and very soon we are going to see the king. And when we see the king, we're going to ask him to lift the curfew. And that's not to say that the one Lego, right? The guy who have the name after the toys, that him is the real king. That was called tongue in cheek. Sorry. Yeah. You're confused. You're looking at me as if I'm tweet, 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 tweet. Your mommy is a? Come close. I'm a ding ding. Welcome, Montrealers. Today we have an exciting show for you. We have all sorts of things. We have interviews, music, special little hidden treats from the vaults, and for sure, lots of music. And
I'm a bit back on the set.
You're back on the set?
Yeah.
Where you was? Where you went? Why you blushing like that?
I was actually, the reason why I wasn't here is because I was sick.
You were sick?
Yeah.
Oh, you caught the couchitis. You know what couchitis is? Oh. Where you're just in the couch, not feeling well?
Yeah.
Okay, talk right up in the mic.
I was sick actually.
You were sick actually.
I'm very sick.
Okay. And you're better now?
Yeah.
So now that you're better, what that mean?
I'm back on the set.
You're back on the set?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm back on the set playing music.
Playing music?
Yeah.
You afraid of the microphone? Pull up right close to the mic and chat like a champion.
I was actually sick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Angel!
Yes, Montreal. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Angel.
Yes, I'm watching outside, you know. You see, that's the beauty in the studio, you know.
You could see outside.
You see the greens and you get the feeling of how the people feeling in Montreal.
So if the trees don't move, they're becks. And if the trees move, they're happy.
Both.
Okay, good. Status quo. Let me ask you something. Your people and them living underneath curfew.
Yes, my child. Yes.
But before that, stick a pin pan that.
Uh-huh.
Your prime minister really tell the people of Trinidad and Tobago to go and learn to cook. You don't see rank.
Well, listen, they had to do something. They had to learn to cook. Too much lineup, and too much gathering by them food place. So, you know, you had to lock down everything. You had to lock down them food.
But he really went in a press conference. No, fun and joke aside, he really tell the people that?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I learned to cook. We got to put all aside. We had to close down.
When I
when we have to close down this and close down all the food store, close down the doubles, man.
That means when I go back to Trinidad, I'm not getting no doubles.
But no, when you go back to Trinidad, things going to be back in place, definitely. Because you ain't living here until things really, you know, when you could do something, when you could really travel.
You know, I wish we had the video live on today. Because, as you say, we're not going back until things get better. Storm put her hand in the form of a prayer and started to pray. Was that for Trinidad or the doubles?
For Trinidad.
Oh, just checking.
Yeah, so, you know, you have to do what you have to do. When things going out of hand, when you have 21 deaths in one day, you know, you had to kind of put your foot down.
And that, of course, we have to go per capita. Because I know anybody, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, even here, Quebec and Canada and the U.S., 21, they go, oh, God, I wish we had only 21.
I know, but
capita, and as a signifier of how you're doing within the COVID, it is frightening.
Exactly. So,
but I understand that them 21 deaths, everybody stay in the house, they're afraid. I mean to laugh.
I mean, they're afraid.
They started to take.
I mean, who ain't afraid of that? I mean, people want to die probably on a normal basis.
Peter Tosh say you want to get COVID and dead. Peter Tosh say everyone wants to go to heaven, but everyone afraid to die.
You know? Exactly. And you know, they ain't want dead by COVID.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
It is.
You have to do what you have to do. And same thing with we here.
Yeah, and all around the world, us included, and you can define the us, are going through some sort of something.
Yeah, especially mental.
And I'm praying that our family, I want this COVID to go.
Yeah. Listen, not to cut you, but to cut you. Yeah. Everybody get your pens and paper, because we are going to be talking about, Angel was about to segue into the subject.
Yeah, the mental issue, because being locked up, I know around the world, it's a hard pill for Trinidadian to swallow. I know that, because we're going to be still doing the underground party and figure we bright. You know, we figure we bright and figure we could get away with it.
The whole world.
Until the results come.
The whole world
and
still.
Yes,
every culture and creed are having their little underground party.
Exactly.
And feel they're bright.
You know, Trinidadians, they kind of bite the bullet. It's madness.
It's like how everybody has some form of mental health issue.
Exactly.
And feel we're bright.
Exactly.
So we're going to examine it today. I know there's some of you who go, oh no, she's going to get serious. And you don't lock off the radio. But it is a fun show despite. And I have a lot of good information and a fun, fun activity that I want you to get the details for. And so I'm going to be talking to someone who is a major heavyweight in the area of mental health issues. And she is working with a dynamic team. Some of that team are some of the stalwarts, baby stalwarts in this Montreal Black Quebec community. So I want you to stick around for that.
Okay, so what are we going to do? We continue the music and we're going to tell Sugar Man. Sugar Man going to, you know, we're going to do our little Sugar
Man. Hold on, we're Sugar Man. Sugar Man, he's Grenadian. Where Sugar Man come from? Somebody call Sugar Man and tell him to text me where he come from. I out of order, eh? Sugar Man! Here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, enjoy. Continue going down that road.
You do in all my life. How come I never met you before? Your sweet love cut my heart with a knife and have me begging for more. Like the sweetness of the honey from a honeybee, like the sweetness of the soda made by Russian tea. I want to proclaim it to the world. Sweetness I find in you, girl. Touch me so sweet, 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 sweet like a Julie mango. I say you're sweet, sweet. I want to know how it's sweet so. Sweet, sweet, sweet like when Baron Cronin. I say you're sweet, sweet like sweet wine on a Juve morning. Give me your sweetness. Your sweetness is my weakness. Give me your sweetness. Your sweetness is my weakness. Hey. Let an angel drop on. Love with me like lightning and thunder. A love I really can do love. Like a roadman from Long Kitchen, I want you till you drop. This portion is sweet and tender, I don't want to stop. Sunshine kissing the morning dew. It's never sweet as when I kiss you. I said you're sweet, sweet. I want to know how it's sweet. So say you're sweet, sweet, sweet like when Baron Cronin. Say you're sweet, sweet like sweet wine on a Juve morning. Give me your sweetness. Your sweetness is my weakness. Give me your sweetness. Your sweetness is my weakness. Hey.
Sweetness, 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 sweetness. Must have a Baron on Boom Boom Time. Must have a Baron. on Boom Boom Time, and it is called Sweetness. In studio via telephone, and I'm going to ask you, once I introduce you, to talk, give me a full sentence so we could check for sound, right? Okay, so she's a RN, which of course some owner don't know already, mean nurse. The woman is a nurse, a big, big, big time nurse in psychiatry. And I'm going to self-disclose. I went to high school with her, and it's not because I went to high school where when I say that she is a heavyweight in her field of study and work, it is the truth. She is a heavyweight in the field of psychiatry. So much so that I know that she has had a whole bunch of awards. I'm not going to list them now because time. But I do want to give her her props. And with all the conversations that we have been having in your homes, on the phone, on the TV, now again on CKUT, I want to make sure that we understand one thing. There is the information that you have between yourself, but sometimes it is good to check the experts. And she is one of the people I do call upon. Soon I'm waiting for her to take me on as a patient, but it's all right. Please welcome Karen Mello to Boom Boom Time. And she is no stranger because she was on the show before. Karen? Are you there, Karen?
I'm there.
All righty. So, my love, Access. Access, the organization that you are on, and I wanted you to tell us this time, because every year Access has an exciting event, and it's often, if not always, around this time of year, but this year it's taking a different a shape this time. The Access Walk for Mental Health is planned and put into effect by the Mental Health Committee. And hello?
Yes, hi, good afternoon. Thank you, Pat, for having me on.
Okay. Access, as I was saying, the Access Walk for Mental Health is planned by the Mental Health Committee at Access. Tell me a bit about this year's events.
Event, I don't even know how to start to tell you. What happened was last year, because of COVID, there was no possibility of having the walk. So this year I brainstormed, how am I going to have this event go full force? And what I've decided is to have a virtual walk. So this year Access Riverside is having a virtual walk. This means that you could walk anywhere within your own neighborhood. You could either have one person's walking, a family's walking. You could make it a challenge when you walk in. So you could have a group of people, and we're going to try to see if we could either walk alone or walk in a group. What you need to do is check your steps. How many steps are you doing? So you could check it on your phone, on your watch. And then you need to post it or email us. And by doing that, the person who has walked the most will then be in a draw for a Fitbit watch.
Wow!
Yeah, that's what's happening.
So wait, for mental health, what we do is anywhere, and because it's virtual, it can be international. So if I call up my friends, the LTA, and say, all this week, you have to walk. We have to count up our steps. And do we put our steps in as individuals, obviously, since the winning person gets one Fitbit, and it's not like you have 10 Fitbits for a crew. Then after that, okay. But really and truly, that was the fun side. That's not us doing it for a Fitbit, but it is to draw attention to the issues. Yes. Now, during the pandemic, do you have any stories that or some information that you can talk about that really bring home to our listeners? We have listeners all over the country on the internet, for sure. We have international listeners. But more importantly, I'm honing this for our Montreal-based listeners. In particular, everyone's welcome, but in particular, our Caribbean community.
For sure.
Tell us about the pandemic.
Well, what I could say is, you know, the pandemic caught us off guard. March 14th for me was the day, like, we had to go home and stay home. And that caused everyone a lot of turmoil. The uncertainty, not knowing what's the next move, where am I going from here, job. Life in general was difficult. But five ways I could think of to stay well during the pandemic, because we're still going through it, would be get enough rest. Rest is important to rejuvenate ourselves. Often, pre-pandemic, we were not getting enough rest either, but I think right now we need it the most. Okay? Another one might be eat healthy and drink a lot of water, less alcohol. Make sense?
Stick a pin.
Exercise more. Do activities that you love. You know, keep busy. And another one I found that is really amazing, and maybe COVID has helped, would be socialize more with family and friends, and especially those who are living alone, check in and connect with them. Show random act of kindness kind of thing, you know? And one of the biggest drawbacks this COVID has brought on would be negative press. You know, sometimes we take in so much negativity daily because we want to know what's going on, what are the numbers, what's happening, that sometimes, you know, we get saturated with that and it's all negative news. And, of course, we got to avoid the gossip. You know,
oh, well, that is all the time as much. Although, you know, I do gossip, but there's a way to listen, shut up and go on, right?
You know?
But I also think not only, it reminds me, I'm going to tell you about a time I had, and that was when we had the first tsunami and the earthquake in Haiti. Those two times in particular, I turned the news off.
Yeah.
The radio news, the TV news, and we weren't so much getting news them time online as we are saturated now on our Facebook and all, you know, on our social media spaces. And it happened, particularly with the tsunami, it happened something like the 26th or the 27th of December. And I had a really amazing Christmas. And then the image on the news of millions of people dying within a second, in the same way that September 11th, the building came crushing down. And I just, my physical reaction, turn off, lock off the TV. The next one with Haiti, I was driving home with my gorgeous friend Mary. And a baby was crying. And the baby sounded to me like Storm, who was kind of a baby at the time. But the image hit me that that was Storm stuck in the earthquake. And I couldn't get to her. I mean, the woman, Kiara. And I just reached out and I turned it off immediately. I said, No. It's too much. Now the days you kind of go, it's triggering because now we have language. Similarly, with the pandemic, Wayne was in Trinidad. My daughter, Jamil, and her husband and the two little grandchildren, Sky, she was about to give birth to Noah. Family in Jamaica, family in the U.S. Everybody has a lot of family somewhere.
Right.
And so when you saw the States, you worry about the States people. I mean, I eventually started worrying about Trinidad because Trinidad did no, done the carnival. And there was no COVID down there.
Mm-hmm.
But we do this and it has an impact. And so for me, I don't watch news, read news. I stopped listening. Well, it used to be the lovely lady. She was nice in purple the other day. I can't remember her name right now. But our own Maya Johnson.
Right.
She wasn't on air at the time. But you get what I'm saying. The anchor.
Yeah,
you see that 11 o'clock news? No, sir.
Well, I used to watch a lot of news, but I have cut back because I find sometimes it's just overly saturated, you know?
Yep.
Negativity or something that puts you down or just adds an extra layer. So sometimes go for a walk instead of listening to that, you know? Put on some music, uplifting music instead. No?
So if you don't, you could put on music. Careful when you're crossing the streets because music and running and walking car could bounce you down.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it right back to the walk. So every day this week, I guess from 5 a.m. to 9:30, which is the curfew, pick
That's
your
right.
time. And then
That's
you
right.
could post your picture and your time.
Yeah.
And you could... There are people who call people as they're walking on the phone and walk with them.
Yes, you could do that. It's just to connect with people, you know. Presently, if I may, there's Germany is walking. People in Germany, Denmark, I just got Japan today, England, France, St. Thomas, Dominica, Pratt and Whitney here, Calgary, British Columbia, New York, California. California has other universities that has actually decided to join with us, and they will be given the Fitbit prizes in California. Georgia, Ontario also, Guadeloupe. And the one that I just received maybe just 10 minutes before we got online was Antigua. And, of course, people in Montreal. So it's...
No, sir. We have to go call with people in Trinidad and Jamaica. Barbados name no call.
Call them.
Part of St. Vincent.
Because of the curfew, it might be difficult, but call them.
But you could run, walk from the front of your yard to the back of your yard. No, you're laughing. No. You know why I say that?
Mm?
What was brought home to me in his book... And then when Idris Elba played Nelson Mandela,
right.
How many steps he did in his cell for 27 years. So
wow.
Who is we cannot walk from the front yard to the backyard?
True. Or just move. Any movement will do it.
Yeah, up and down the stairs.
You know?
I have a step here. I have a step here, but it's holding up the speaker. Wayne does watch me cross eye. So maybe on the days that I don't go out, Wayne, maybe it's not going to hold up the speaker. And to show you how anxiety, Storm, you want to talk about anxiety? You're shy now, but before she was talking about her anxiety. Is there
right.
one thing you want to talk about? You don't have to. I don't want to force you. No? But even little Storm
yes.
has anxiety.
For young people, this is very difficult. I can't imagine having been a teenager in this era. I think it would be very difficult. Yeah.
Well, my dear.
Go ahead.
My darling dear, here's what I'm going to say. The
what?
Fitbit is all good and well. Me never want one. I'm going to walk for me and I'm going to walk for those who I know of. And I'm walking for me primarily because
yes.
I'm now learning during the pandemic again, and we have to do it again and again, to do for me first, then
right.
others. So I'm going to walk for me.
Perfect. That is the theme this year. I'm walking for me. because often we, when I organize this walk, we're walking in with the students, you know, but this year everyone is walking for themselves because somehow in some level everyone was affected by the pandemic. So that's a great
well,
idea. Walk for yourself, girl.
Darling, 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 I told you she was a heavyweight. I wasn't lying, comma, this time. On the Facebook, on
yes.
the Instagram,
yes.
Because now I'm having to hold the phone plus hold the email, could you give us the Facebook address at Facebook?
So the Facebook address is Access, so it's ACCESSRSB, Robert Sam Bobby. That's for your Facebook.
Uh-huh.
For Instagram, it's Access, ACCESS_RSB.
Okay. And there's a lot of social media things that you can do if you want to wear a bib, like the runners in the marathon. There's an event bib that you can download. There's all the information that you can need. Please share it, share the page. But not only share, sometimes we share things and feel we did something. Walk, 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 walk.
Don't just talk, walk. Not
talk, walk the talk, right?
You know? And also we're raising funds. So every year I choose, or the committee, I should say rather, chooses one organization to donate funds to. So this year it's Our Harbor, and they're a shelter that houses people with mental illness. It's a safe haven for people with mental illness. And they support them within the community, and they try to integrate them back into society. So I thought, you know, this year it will be Our Harbor. Who knows who it will be next year.
Okay. And I know I'm running out of my 10 minutes, but I have to touch something with all communities,
yes.
But I'm going to speak with you and learn from you. Some people are okay with their mental health issues. I've lived with people calling me as Mad Pat. She mad, you know. I'm okay with it, right? Because although I think I'm going to start branding myself Zany, right? But some people, we're calling them mad. And they might very well have a mental health issue that they're not sharing.
Right.
And you have
that's
just wounded them grievously.
Right.
And I'm learning and trying not to, right?
Yeah.
I had
yeah.
to learn, because Storm is special need, not to say, well, that's retarded. Not that she
right.
is or anything like that, right? But I found out it was a trigger for people in the community and their parents, especially sometimes their parents, because they don't like to hear when you say nothing about the child. You understand?
Right.
So
yeah.
mental health issues in the Caribbean Black community, what could you say about the stigma, our shame that we carry? It's a big
wow.
one.
Wow, that's a big branch you give me there, but this is how it goes. Often in life, we're told sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. And often it's the words that hurt the most. You know, being born or raised a Caribbean way or mannerism means that our families may have gone through a lot of struggles, and they only treat us based on how they were treated. And sometimes it's not the best, you know. And with education comes, you know, a better way of life. So it's each one teaches one, you know. Another thing that we, in the Caribbean, you know, stop crying. What are you crying for, you know?
Yo, I'm going to give you something to cry for.
You know, exactly, you know. Our big boys don't cry. Let the boys cry, you know. Imagine boys were crying because they were feeling some kind of emotion. Maybe there would be less... you know, lately we had 10 women die by the hands of their husbands. Maybe there would be less of that. And so too with the young girls, if we had empowered them to feel good about themselves, self-esteem, self-worth, maybe they wouldn't be around these people who are ill-treating them. So, yes, sometimes it's what we've learned. That's what we become. So we always have to, again, just the way we crush the stigma, we got to break that chain and do better. Do better within our own community.
And having said that, I am no way saying that the stigma does not exist in other communities. The Filipina, the Jewish, the white, the Irish, the Greek, the Quebecois, the any language, creed, race, whatever. Everybody, it's the exact same thing. Because one thing we have learned during the pandemic is that the things that make us different are the very some of the things we find more similarities. I didn't phrase that good, but you get me. My darling dear, once again, and I'm going to try to post up on the Boom Boom Time Facebook page. What's the number? Is there a general number where they could call? Get your pens and paper. Hold on. People run for the pen and paper when me tell you what's to have when I was talking today. Okay, Karen. Karen, you could go on.
Okay, so the phone number is 450-676-1843. However, they are free to reach me at my email address for any additional information. So it's Karen, C-A-R-E-N, dot Mellow, M-E-L-L-O-W, at RSB, Robert Sam Bobby, dot QC, dot CA.
You got that? What is it? CAREN.MELLOW at RSB Robert Sam Bobby dot QC dot CA. Did I do it correctly?
Very well. Yes, thank you.
The old brain not so bad.
Not bad.
Baby girl. Anyway, you know, it's 40-something years since we graduate. All right, let's come off the live now. Karen, once again, you are my titan. And thank you. We'll be talking in the next coming days, right?
Yes, as you know, this is May is the month of mental health, so let's do this.
All right.
Make the walk for ourselves, people.
All righty. Anyway, listen. You could read a book and learn. You could talk to professionals and learn. You could talk to the people in your family and learn. Listen to yourself. Pick sense out of nonsense and do the best you can.
That's right.
If you can't walk around the block, walk in your home. If you're 99 and in any given day you only do 3 steps, you write and try to do 4. Do your 4 and send us a note say you do 4. Okay? It's your personal best. So all this week, let's walk for somebody or for yourself. Right? Karen, a blessed Sunday to you and the family.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Please walk.
All right.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Angel.
Bye-bye.
We walk in. We're walking.
Well, it depends, you know. It depends.
What it depends on?
Or your knee.
You're so wrong. I walk in. You is an evil. That's it. We're going to divorce this time for true. You heard it here on Boom Boom Time.
All right, Montreal, we're going to just a little bit of time. We're going to just DJ Storm, do our little thing.
DJ Storm, you can do whatever you want. The people that want to dance.
Yes, and we'll come back with a little treat. A little archives I found.
From the vault.
From the vault, I'm going to play. So, hey, DJ Storm, do your stuff.